youths from various opposition political parties and some civic organizations gathered in Harare to commemorate the Day of the African Child, but the commemoration was short-lived after heavily armed police details pounced on them. Before the commemoration was crushed, Tajamuka spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi, who also leads the Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, had told the gathering that President Robert Mugabe should step down immediately for failing to run the country.
Today, we will be holding these campaigns in unity and through action. And in this respect, we make the following non-negotiable demands. That President Mugabe steps down with immediate effect and pave way for the progress of the country. That the government abandons all intents and purposes the use of the bond note. That the government accounts for the 2.2 million jobs they promised to the people.
Mukwananzi also castigated the sitting government for its alleged violation of the rights of the country's citizens. He said the current cash shortages were an example that Mr. Mugabe had failed to grow the country's economy.
That the government publicly accounts for the 15 billion and 10 million youth fund and corruption and lessness in ministries, government departments and parastatals. That the government addresses the cash crisis within a reasonable time frame. That the government accounts for Zamara and release immediately and unconditionally those who are illegally detained under ridiculous conditions. That the government fully implements and complies with the new constitution, the devolution of power, electoral reform and other things. That the government addresses the issue of dilapidated delivery, health, education, water, food and housing. That the government ends police brutality and ensure...
A few minutes into Mkwananzi's address, heavily armed cops arrived in three trucks and started assaulting the youths without even saying a word.
Tajamuka!
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 The youths ran in different directions while some attempted to retaliate, but to no avail. In the process, four youths who were severely injured were arrested. They were detained at Harare Central Police Station. One of the activists, Denford Ngadzuore, was later assaulted by unknown assailants at a public hearing that was organized by the Harare City Council. Ngadzuore has since been taken to a local clinic where he is being treated. MDCT Youth Secretary Love Mochinoputa, who survived the police crackdown, criticized the heavy-handedness of the Zimbabwe Republic Police, saying their actions were unconstitutional.
We are worried, but obviously not shocked by what the police has done today. Demonstrating is a constitutional right that is enshrined within our new constitution of Zimbabwe, and it is our view that is people of Zimbabwe should be able to demonstrate whenever we feel there's a need to demonstrate. And we are shocked that the police continues to operate as if they are a department within the political part of ZANU-PF. We are worried that the police continues to fail to adhere to the constitution whereby they should allow young people or any person in Zimbabwe wants to demonstrate for that matter to demonstrate. We are worried that at this rate, the police force of Zimbabwe will lose the respect of Zimbabweans because they are failing to protect the ordinary Zimbabwean.
Police spokesperson Cherit Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that the police would be out in full force to ensure that there was peace in the country. She added that the Tajamuka youths did not seek police clearance to commemorate the Day of the African Child, but Mkwananzi issued a statement late this afternoon saying they have lined up a series of protests until President Mugabe leaves office. He said they would not seek police clearance, arguing that they would not do so in an independent Zimbabwe. The Day of the African Child is celebrated annually on June 16th to honor South Africans who participated and were brutalized by the colonial regime in the Soweto Uprising in 1976. Hundreds of youth were shot and some died in protests against the poor quality of education and the right to be taught in their own language instead of Afrikaans. The theme of this year's Day of the African Child is right to participate, let children be seen and heard. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, This is Thomas Chiripasi.